Good morning, this is John Alls, and I want to welcome you this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now this month, we've shared with you messages dealing with believing but not trusting. We had another one answering the question, can Jesus make a difference? And last week, we talked about Jesus giving us more than just salvation. Now listen in today as Pastor Reynolds will be sharing with us a message he has titled, Count the Cost.
This morning I'd like to read from the book of Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 25, and think on the subject, Count the Cost. The Bible states, And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father, and his mother, and his wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Notice in this place that the Bible states that there's multitudes of people that is following Jesus Christ. My, this would seem to be one of the things that the modern evangelist would desire, or that the modern gospel preacher would desire, is that many people follow them. And yet, Jesus, when many people were following him, the Bible said that he turned. Now, they were following him. Jesus turned to face them. And when Jesus turned, he spoke unto them words meaning, you need to count the cost. Jesus is not speaking about being saved, because he always urges every person to come to him for salvation. Jesus is speaking to those followers of his who would really trivialize following Christ, or he's speaking to those who would see following Christ as some kind of a flash in the pan, or somehow they can get a reputation among their peers that they are a Christ follower. You see, there are those folks that love hearing others say that they're a Christian when they themselves are not really a Christian. But they have never really considered what it really means to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Christ is not being mean to these people when he desires that they stop and think about what they're doing and about the road that's ahead of them. He is not being mean. He is not being hateful. He rather is speaking words of kindness unto them, because every person needs to understand that it may cost instead of pay. It may cost to follow Jesus instead of just paying you. Oftentimes, there's people that call Independence Baptist Church, and in the phone conversation with them, they will ask me, what does Independence Baptist Church have to offer them? They ask me, what programs do we have for the seniors? Most often, they would ask, what programs do we have for the young people? Do we have a youth program? Do we have a youth leader? Do we have all of this that they can partake of? You see, these folks have the wrong idea. When these folks call Independence Baptist Church and they are saying to us, what program do you have for us? That's like in the book of Luke chapter 14, verse 25, where these people are following Jesus Christ, but they don't really understand what it means to follow Jesus Christ. They're following Christ as some kind of an entertainment thing. But Jesus is serious, because he came not to do his own will, but rather to do the will of his Father. Jesus Christ came into the world. It cost Jesus. Let me tell you today, it cost to follow Jesus. It cost to be a Christian. And we need to consider the cost. But many people take following Christ as something frivolous. It's something that they can just gain for themselves. And Jesus is not trying to stop these people from following him. He desires that they come. He desires that they follow him. But he wants them to think about the cost. Notice in the verse 28 of this same passage when Jesus Christ tells these folks, you need to think about what you're doing. And you need to know that you need to love God more than anything else. When he says in verse 26, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and all of these, he's not meaning that you need to despise those people. But what he is meaning is that you need to love the Lord more than anything else. And the thing that occupies your mind is not what others are thinking about you. Rather, it is what you are thinking about Christ. Christ wants these people to understand that following him means you may have to sacrifice. You may have to give up some things. Not that you're going to get anything. A lot of people want to follow Christ because it's a big, easy wage, they think. But if you really want to follow Christ the way he desires that you follow him, you're going to find that the way oftentimes is much difficult. Just as the life of Jesus Christ oftentimes was very difficult. Jesus Christ many times reprimanded the Pharisees who were very religious. Many times Jesus Christ reprimanded his own children, his own disciples. And oftentimes Jesus was not even accepted as the Son of God. And that's who he was. He did the miracles in the very face of the people, and yet they would wonder who he is. Here's the thing. Jesus says you need to count the cost. Notice in verse 28 and verse 29 and verse 30, Jesus gives them this example of how that they ought to count the cost. He says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. There are those today that would love to follow Jesus Christ, but Christ says, can you follow all the way? Do you understand what it takes to give up the things of this world and to dedicate yourself completely and wholly and entirely to the things of God? There's no doubt in my mind that you right now can think of people that began the Christian walk but stepped out of that walk because they did not understand what it cost. Here's what Jesus is saying. As he gives this illustration, there are those men that decided to build a tower. But instead of counting the cost to see if they had enough finances to finish building the tower, they just started with what they had. And after a while, the funds ran out, and the work on the building had to stop. And there it stood, an unfinished building. And everybody that would walk by would look at the building and say, well, here's a guy that started it, but he didn't have enough finances to finish. And there it sits. And it's a rebuke. Jesus Christ says, when you're going to follow me, that's good to follow Christ. But when you're going to follow me, count the cost. Are you willing to give your life for the things of the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me tell you, folks, it may come down to it. It may come down to it that believers will be called upon to give their lives, their physical lives, for the cause of Christ. Jesus has already said, I want you to give me all of your life. So why should not he expect us to give our lives, even to the death, unto him? That's what Jesus did. And we want to talk about being a Christian. We want to be real before God. But a lot of folks just want to be seen of men, to be something of God that they can get the glory. But God says, you need to be real before me because I watch over everything and I see the heart. I see the intent. Christ here gives another illustration in verse 31 and 32. Where he says, or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage and desireth conditions of peace. So here he says, if a king considers whether he can win the war or not before he goes to war, and if he discovers that he cannot, he makes peace so that there's no destruction. But if he decides that he can win, then he goes to war with the purpose and the intent of winning. And that's how we ought to fight the Christian life. Count the cost, give up everything that this world has for us, and dedicate ourselves 100% to the Lord and follow Him, counting the cost beforehand, knowing that through Christ we can win. But if you trust yourself, you're not going to make it. Notice now in verse 33, Jesus continues, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." Notice these words of Christ. You must forsake all to be a disciple of Christ. These people are following Christ, but Christ wants them to consider the path they're walking down. If you do not forsake all, you cannot be his disciple. Verse 34 and 35, Jesus says, "Salt is good, and it is good to follow the Lord." But Jesus said in verse 34, "Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." The truth is this: it is good to follow Christ, but if you don't follow through all the way with Christ, men will cast you out, and they will know that you are fake. God already knows, but you got to be real before the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, count the cost.
You know, over this last month, we've learned that if we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that He can and will make a difference in our lives. But not only has He given us salvation from hell, but He gives us peace in troubles, and He gives us strength to perform the things that He asks of us. You know, and the Lord has given everything for us, and we need to stop and see what we need to give for Christ. We need to make sure that He is first in our lives, and that we are willing to give up all for what He needs us to do. You know, I couldn't help but think about as we looked over these messages over the last month, and especially this last one, I couldn't help but think about the old hymn, "I Gave My Life for Thee." You know, and in this hymn, the writer reminds us of some of the things that Christ has done for us. And he's asking the question, you know, what are we willing to do for Him? And just a couple of the lines out of the song say this: "I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me? I left it all for thee, hast thou left aught for me? I've borne it all for thee, what hast thou borne for me?" And he says, "I bring rich gifts to thee, what hast thou brought to me?" You know, we need to be willing to serve the Lord in anything He wants us to do. But we have to be willing to give up all we have before we even start. And as long as we go down the path that He has for us, we need to put our daily faith and trust in Him to help us, and that put our trust in Him that He'll give us the strength to go on. He's promised to hold us up with His everlasting arms if we just trust Him from day to day. And we pray that this message has been a blessing to you. And if you have any questions about the messages, feel free to call and leave your contact information at 636-673-2180. You can also log into our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. You know, on the website, you'll be able to find books and articles and tracts about a lot of different topics. And we'd also love to have you and your family come and join us for worship services at Independence Baptist Church. Worship services today will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, and then preaching services at 11. We also have a Sunday afternoon service, which starts at 4 o'clock with a prayer meeting. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And pretty well on Sundays, we're there from about 10 a.m. until sometime a little after 6. So feel free to stop by anytime if you need to visit with us or have questions about anything. Well, our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you one more time for listening this morning. And we also ask that you be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.